Kami Rita Sherpa made it to the top of Everest this morning. I know what you're thinking. No big deal, right? I mean, the guy's a Sherpa, except it's his second time summiting Everest this week. Kami first climbed the mountain in 1994. He recently told the BBC that a lot has changed since then.
There are big differences now. I remember the ice rocks at Camp 2. In some parts, there used to be ice up to the hip, but now there's only bare stone.
Kami has climbed Everest a total of 24 times. That is a world record. And he's not quitting anytime soon, even though he's almost 50.
I can keep going until I'm 60 years old. With oxygen, it's no big deal.
Yeah, no biggie. Incidentally, remember these climbers I interviewed in April?
Oftentimes people are like, oh, you're an adrenaline junkie. And the truth is, if I'm feeling adrenaline, I've probably already screwed up.
Yeah.
It's all about the connection with the mountain.
Esteban Topomena and Corey Richards are attempting to chart a brand new course up Everest. Yesterday, Topo posted a selfie from base camp to Instagram and said they've started the final push to the summit. Or, in the words of Topo, quote, the next 100 hours will be all about two brothers getting savage on a big wall. In that interview we did, I asked them what would count as success. I mean, obviously, the best case scenario is to reach the summit on the new course. But what is the second best?
We just don't die. I mean, there's these three sort of tenets of climbing, which is in order, come home friends, go to the top.
I'm hoping to ask them about all three of those goals. For now, good luck, guys, on that big wall.